Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Mrs. O'Mara, right out of the gate, wanted me to, as I show you my love cup, Mrs. O'Mara wanted me to let you all know that there are a limited supply of the coffee mugs available. So we know a lot of you might want to be doing that around gift time. So please be aware of that, that we are running a little bit low on coffee mugs. So if you can get yours, that would be there. Josh has got it right there.
Yeah.
There, show that,
you know,
show that
are,
coffee
Mike.
Mug again there, Josh. Yeah, go full screen, Josh. Show that thing. There you go. Let's see you in big screen. That there it is. Look at that beautiful thing.
Mike. 9 days out from Halloween, buy one of our spooky mugs.
And you can put anything you want in there.
Witch's brew, if you like.
Liquid heroin.
No, don't put that in there. You know what you could do is soda.
I can't control what they put in there.
Yeah, but you know what? You shouldn't urge them to do heroin.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't. Are you okay?
But it's
are you
great okay while today? Walking around the neighborhood.
I just want to. Sometimes I notice Rob's energy when he comes into the studio, and I wanted to make sure he was okay today. Is
Mike,
everything
I'm,
okay? Because I know you, you know, and sometimes I worry
about
you.
I'm more the same than I ever was.
No, yesterday you were all like giddy and obnoxious.
I was
and,
excited
you know,
to have
you back. I want to give the listeners a little tip. All right.
All right.
That giddy and obnoxious is the way I like Rob, because that's the way he is most of the time. When he's not giddy and obnoxious, I worry about him a little.
You
bit.
Mustn't worry, Mike. All is well. But I was going to suggest
he wouldn't,
you know,
tell me if there was something wrong.
I think the best thing to do with the mug, if you can, is a fruit juice with a block of dry ice, so it looks like a creepy cup of something. Then you've got something right there.
I was really thinking more along the lines of, you know, just what you would drink in the morning. I made a great cup of coffee. And one of the nice things about coming back home is my coffee, my Cuban coffee that I freshly grind every day now that I've become a coffee drinker, and not worrying about this. And I don't want to cast aspersions on foreign countries, but I will just say
this. The way wars start, Mike. This is the way wars start. You're going
to
cause trouble.
Does he sound far away to you, Josh, a little bit today?
No, I think he sounds fine.
Okay, because it sounds a little far. Turn yourself up to me.
I know yesterday he sounded great.
Today he doesn't sound great.
And yet I touch nothing. It's odd,
I'm not saying he doesn't sound great. I think
no,
he always sounds
great. It's just to the level.
I'm more focused on those scarves in the background because I believe those are new.
Oh, well, one of them is new. The other have been there for a while, and they all have to do with Las Vegas. But I've said too much.
Because I just noticed them and started trying to rack my brain if there was a religious holiday.
No, it's not a religious holiday, nor am I trying to be like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. It has something to do with Las Vegas. So I'm glad you noticed it, though. The clues are everywhere.
Well, I think I'm going to be diminished by you when you come on that stage, but I'm still very happy so
tropical,
far.
Tropical, right?
For my, perhaps.
Are you changing?
No.
Are you changing?
No. It's going to be fun.
Mexican coffee is known for its brightness and subtle flavors.
I am not sure if it's Mexican coffee or not.
Do you think it was resort coffee?
As soon as I got, the very first thing when I got to this resort after flying all day was to have a Diet Coke. And the can looked the same until I looked down. And I did that right on the show with you guys when you saw me take it out of the mini bar.
Yeah.
And it said Coca-Cola Light.
Yes.
Which is a different product. And it was dramatically different in that.
How can it be different so much? I mean, it's
because the artificial element to create the image of Coca-Cola was lacking, whereas the one that we have here in the States duplicates the flavor much closer. So that's
I always felt that Diet Coke feels sort of abrasive. Like
you hate diet soda, but I'm saying to you that the flavor profile was, and I think when it comes to soft drinks, and if you drink soft drinks, which you shouldn't drink whether diet or not, we're very particular because we usually consume so many of them, and then it was off. And then after that, everything to me, that whole long weekend was just not quite there in the flavor profile.
And it's probably because we as Americans are used to being poisoned.
Yeah, maybe the flavor profiles are created by chemical ingredients that we have grown accustomed to.
I've never been to Coca-Cola in Atlanta, but I know a lot of people who have been and done the factory and the whole tour and stuff.
I have.
And okay, is it true that the standard brands, even like Coca-Cola itself, is flavored differently by international region because it's what they like there?
Yeah.
So what you've there is something catering to the Mexican palate, Mike.
Oh, yeah. And there's plenty of foreign sodas that taste really bad.
Yeah. Fanta, Mike, is a Nazi soda. Did you know that?
I had a Fanta orange down in Mexico, and it was
Nazi
fine.
Nazi soda.
It was fine for me. Now, why do you say Nazi?
Because when Coca-Cola had to divest their interest in Germany because of the war coming up in the 1930s, Fanta was left in Europe and really inadequately supplied without its American counterpart. So Fanta began making soda out of stuff, I believe, like crushed apples. And it was really nasty, but it was serving the Nazi public. So I guess if you know,
only
you're
you
under
would the, know that history.
If you're under the tutelage of some great Nazi headmaster, I guess crushed apple soda tastes okay. But
Wikipedia said Fanta originated in Germany as an alternative because of the trade embargo with Nazi Germany.
See, Nazi soda.
Oh my God. Fanta. So, I don't know. It's just the palate. Good to get back here. Nice to be back in the
and
States.
And I believe, Mike, I think European Fanta has more natural flavors than American Fanta, even to a point where the color is different.
I don't even know if I was drinking European Fanta or Mexican Fanta, because I was certainly drinking Mexican Diet Coke.
It's the most hateful soda.
Fanta.
And that's pretty much all foods. Overseas versus here is we use a lot more chemicals to replace flavors.
Well, no, let me say this about that. I think that there are countries that you travel to, where the local cuisine is in many cases far superior to the United States.
Yes.
I'm just saying, if you are at a place like I am, which is essentially Rube Land, where you know all people really care about is getting the food. Carla was commenting on this, like as we're in this little all-inclusive, beautiful place. Their company sent us. Beautiful. But make no mistake, you all know these places. These are places that are all-inclusives, and all their job is to do is to recreate the food, the people, you know. These aren't experimental people that go to these places. These are people that really just want to drink as much as they can, eat as much as they can, have everything convenient in the location.
Would you draw
these are not people that want to get into the culture.
Would you parallel the service at the Hotel Costa Plenty? Would you say it's sort of like getting cuisine on a cruise ship?
Yes.
That
100%.
The quality is absolutely adequate, but the quantity is where it's at.
And then it's not – you know, but I know people that have traveled all over the world and enjoyed cuisine that's spectacular. And so that's why I'm just talking about my own personal experience.
You just missed your aspartame.
Perhaps that's what it was.
That is not in Light Coke. Light Coke uses a combination of sweeteners instead.
Ah, look at that. He's done his research. Nobody gets us the info during the show when Rob and I are too stupid to think of it.
What is
it? Josh Soroka, ladies and gentlemen.
Coca-Cola Light, is it sweetened with xylitol? X-I-litol?
It is sweetened with white sugar and some other sweeteners, but not aspartame.
Okay.
Coke Light has sugar?
White sugar. I don't.
Mike, well, then maybe Rob would like it.
Maybe it's right up my alley.
I have to tell you though, of all the experiences, I didn't get to this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This to me is the worst breach of etiquette.
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
Okay.
And I don't think, and this can happen at a resort. This can happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. It involves an elevator, and I think you'll probably know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Probably in the middle of our stay.
Yeah.
We're walking the 7 miles down to the one elevator bank.
We've seen this elevator. We traveled on this elevator.
So you know the elevator I'm talking about. And as we get to the elevator, a lady comes out, and then followed by a man who hustles out, like in a way that was just noticeable.
He's in a hurry?
And we get on. It's just the two of us. We get on the elevator. The doors close. And he has left behind...
Oh, no.
...a death fart. And I said, I don't think... Because nobody understands and minds for humor flatulence than I do. But then when it comes to certain types where you unload in, say, a supermarket...
Yep.
Or you unload in a department store, or you are in a theater where you are in close proximity.
May I ring in?
Yes, please do.
What if you were to do that in the first class compartment of an airplane?
Regularly?
Like every time you fly?
Geronimo did it. I'm gonna out him on it.
Well, there's no secret. All the time, right away.
And loved it.
Yep.
Did it on purpose. But in his defense, he did it to be... You know, the contrarian, the prankster that he was.
Yeah, well,
he did it
work,
for that
you
purpose.
Didn't work behind him for 12 years.
I understand. I will tell you that this one was so horrible, and it so lingered that, you know, to me, I wanted to just grab the guy. I wanted to go back down to the floor. Sir, excuse, you can't do that because you don't know what might have come out of her as far as the...
Did it smell sick?
No.
Okay, good.
No, what it smelled was, it was just lingered, and it was
heavy.
It smelled it was so heavy, it smelled solid.
Wow, it was like the fog in a Vixen video.
It's horrible.
It hung heavy at the bottom.
I mean,
of your
you
screen.
Get on there, and you know you're done. You're leaving, and
right.
If there happens to be, and obviously the way he did it, it was right before he got off. There were only.
Well, he
three,
doesn't want to be stay with it.
There are four floors at this place, so
yeah.
Maybe it was even longer than that. I don't know, but I
did
hate it.
Did he appear to have a room on the upper floor because the air pressure
You mean
changes.
Like he was in the well-to-do, the glitterati?
No, I wasn't. I was saying that as you get higher, the air gets thinner. And as he came down to the lobby,
nasty.
Perhaps there was such a compression.
Absolutely
that,
nasty.
But you heard nothing.
No, it was he did it before we got on. He was off. He was halfway down the hallway, and we were halfway between two floors when
Was he heavy?
Oh, my God. Nope. No.
Yeah.
And no comment by him?
Nothing. He was gone. He escaped. He escaped, and it was gone.
Was he perhaps in hotel management?
If you are in a place where you are just absolutely, it is essential that you release. I understand it. If you're in a situation where
yes.
You know someone is going to hop on a ridiculously enclosed space. By the way, I know in some warm climates, elevators have air conditioning, not at Costa Plaza.
I don't think it's common for an air conditioner to be in an
well,
elevator
I don't know.
Because it opens. Does it open into a larger elevator?
I don't know. It just to me was difficult, and it leads into the last. And I will wrap up my commentary of where I was. We were so busy yesterday, I didn't get a chance to go over everything. But as I was probably the last day I was there, I was sitting out on the little balcony that I had, and a beautiful view. Absolutely, you cannot. When you're talking about Cabo, you cannot undervalue the scenic beauty of Cabo. Mountains going down to the Pacific. There's just nothing that compares to it. It is absolutely
and the guests,
scenically
Mike, right?
Spectacularly beautiful.
Yes.
But after spending the first day, the first day would be, when did I wrap up the show? I think I wrapped up the show Friday. And I am in, I go down, my day consisted of having the bulk of the afternoon was going to be spent in the resort pool. Now, if you've been to, Pauly Christine's pool, which is the way I describe these resort pools, they are usually include a pool bar where you can swim up to
a
the pool.
A swim
bar.
Up bar, one of the greatest
big,
things.
Big deal.
Yes.
Big
I love
deal.
It.
Multiple pools with a view of the Pacific. You can't do better. It
and
was that
are
nice.
Are any of these pools above ground, or are they all dug out of the ground?
You mean what, like a plastic above ground pool? No.
Well, that's, I mean, technically, that's, in. Mike, technically Christine has, although he has
I
a lovely
understand.
Decking
I'm
around.
Talking about that he likes to go
sure.
to sandals and beaches and these places. And the last time I got horribly ill in one, was right after I spent the better part of a week in one of these pools, realizing that the money I shelled out for one of these places probably not going to be shelled out again. And this was the first time I'd been in a place like this, but thank God for the company. We were on the company's dime.
You say multiple pools, were they connected? Was there like a waterfall feature or anything?
Not exactly, but they were lovely and they were multifold and they were all over. But the one that was right under our balcony had a direct view of the pool bar. And as I said, I spent a good chunk of time in the pool bar and a lot of people from the company, chatting with a lot of people, met some very nice people from Ohio. And some guy yelled across at the Ohio guy, and it was something political. And the guy from Ohio said something along the lines of, my politics, let's just say, he goes like this.
Oh, no.
I remember it. Let's just say I'm an American.
Oh, no. With
I'm
a
like,
wink?
Okay, yeah.
That's horrible.
Mad. He's got the corner on it. Duh.
I was hated at the swim up bar in my honeymoon because every day it was a drink out of a hollowed out pineapple.
Really?
Yes, and it was a lot
fancy.
Of work. Yeah, yeah. They had another drink for two that came in a watermelon. We got that once, too.
So
I was drinking then.
I occasionally will slide into germophobia, not in a Howard Hughes way, but in such a way that I really,
what are these bottles?
After that experience.
Yes.
And I spent one day, most of the day, just hanging out, chatting with people. And it's really nice environment to socialize. It's just you get to meet a lot of different people, and everybody's loose, and everybody's enjoying the time. No, not loose like that.
Okay.
And then the last day before we were packing up to leave, I see a dude that's in the hotel pool. Bright and early in the morning, first one in with his wife. And this guy is, if he's not 3 bills, 50 pounds, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah. And well, you know why he's there, Mike? They have him get him in the morning before they fill the pool. It takes less time that way.
I thought in terms of if he's going to be there all day.
Yeah.
And all the people are there. I just find it, that whole experience of multiple people drinking.
Was he in the pool or was he at the swim-up bar?
In the pool.
Okay. Now,
at one point, there was nobody working yet at the swim-up bar.
Of course not.
But he's moved his way over there. And by the way, fun little trick at the swim-up bar.
Yes.
As you got to the swim-up bar, there is an incline, a tile incline underwater. Mm-hmm. Which resulted in almost everyone, myself included, face planting when you went up there because you're thinking it's level and you step forward and it slides down and you can't
and you're gone.
Catch yourself. And but here it is.
I'm trying to remember. Do they have stools?
Yep, they had the tile. Built-in underwater stools.
That's what you want to shoot for right there. But you know that guy. Here's the thing about the big guy, Mike. If he was there first thing in the morning, he was definitely relying on the pool being his first source of hygiene for the day.
Oh, God. Well, that gets to the point. I wrote down soaking all day.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Yes.
Overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
Food and drink nearby. And then I wrote a growth-a-thon.
Yeah.
And it just
because was it different looking down on the pool
anyway,
from your
the overcrowding. Line? I'm not going to give him a false slam because it was not overcrowded. The pool itself was not overcrowded. Around the pool bar, kind of single line of people all around. Every bar stool taken at the pool bar, but not like it was when we went with our son. Who got sick and Carla got sick and I got sick.
I think
the nature of the beast is that that lends itself to, didn't we have an article a short time ago that all the chlorine in the world can't kill certain griblies? Isn't that true? That chlorine is not a magic bullet when it comes to
And it also depends on the concentration of it. I mean, some people lightly chlorinate their pool.
But those resort pools, they always heavily chlorine.
Yeah. I've got a fly in here, sorry.
They're the ones where you can smell the chlorine walking past it.
Yeah. You come out with beautiful blonde hair.
I just believe that in this particular circumstance, I was just sitting there watching this guy float around and knowing that...
I bet he was very buoyant.
I think such horrible thoughts. I think of all the griblies that come off anybody. And by the way, this is not just fat. I'm not going to fat shame people. I've met a fat guy my whole life. I will say that
It was a skinny guy who farted.
It was a skinny guy. But it's just, I don't think that as far as... my idea of recreating is ever again going to be either coagulating with my fellow human beings on a cruise ship or coagulating with my favorite human beings on one of those all-inclusive resort places.
I have a question for you. You spent some time at the hotel bar, at the swim-up bar, right?
You know what my idea of the perfect vacation is? The Big Dirk Energy Pool, and the answer is yes, you are included.
Thank you.
Because that is, but you will say that in your travels, haven't your best experiences been when you are going somewhere to see something special as opposed to just go to a place where they have a hole in the ground that has water in it?
I don't know. I think that if you go on a proper cruise ship that is handled, where you have, of course, I was on a very, very special list when I last sailed. And so we had private areas because it was a gift to the listeners. Right. That was fantastic. But I can see, I think it must be different to be at the swim-up bar and being a part of the fun, because that is part of the fun, as opposed to getting out on your lanai and looking at the people at the swim-up bar.
A couple.
Okay,
one dude.
Like
he was in for the day.
Yeah.
And he was in for the and when you get the food that's close by, it just I think of like the
more
community
cheese,
hot
sir?
Tub. Don't you hear on these cruise ships occasionally
all
they get
the time.
Legionnaire's disease when they all go in a hot tub
invented
together?
Invented at a convention. It
that's got chlorine in it. That's all the chlorine in the world can't do this. And then that's why you get quarantined when you get a rotavirus, because it spreads like wildfire. Mm. All those things get to me. However, if you travel to, say, a foreign country say, wine country, where you're going out to...
I don't want to go to wine country.
Wonderful amusement park. If you go out there, you're fine. So it's interesting. When you choose, especially if with inflation nowadays, if it's a special thing, our group of people coming out to Las Vegas for our trip in November are coming out there to see multiple... locations. We're not going to be the only game in town. People are going to go to other shows. They're going to go into different casinos. They're going to come into our casino. There are multiple places to go, and it's not just where you're captured at one spot. And I have to say, with what I'm saying, where we were was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I just remembered the place that was equally nice, but it's just the way it's laid out. I guess it makes me germophobic. It makes me very germaphobic.
Which is why you're going to have to keep the kissing to a minimum when we head out to Las Vegas. By the way,
I love to hug. I just don't necessarily
I love to hug you.
French kiss.
I'm curious, does anyone know how many days until Las Vegas?
I'm going to say you probably had an easier time sourcing your sounds for this countdown clip.
I did.
Because it's 18, correct?
And sometimes, Mike, sometimes bits of pop culture stick their head in.
We're only 18 days away.
18 days.
But Arnold Palmer was all man. He took showers with the other pros. They came out of there. They said, oh, my God.
My big 10 inch.
Hey, y'all, 18 days.
18 days left. 18 days.
Only got 18 more.
Hi there. It's later than you think.
Yeah. Sneaking that one in. Countdown.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
I don't know what I hate.
Hi there.
You don't like the slot machine?
I hate that sound. I don't know why I do. What if I switch to
Wheel of Fortune?
If you switch to anything, it'll be better. What is that? That doesn't even sound like a modern slot machine.
I love it because I think it sounds like Double Diamond, and that's what I like. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm trying to think. You know,
I didn't know Arnold Palmer was known for 18.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't know Trump was talking 18.
He was.
Since you brought it up, I wrote down Trump's creepiest saying, and he said the same thing at the rally where he was talking about Arnold Palmer.
I love women.
Oh, God.
I love women. It's just so gross when he said, you would think that, but it's Donald Trump, plays by his
president,
own rules.
Mr. President, do you follow the WNBA?
Yes, I love women.
You know what else I don't care what you say, Mr. Ex-President?
I love women.
When you're in the middle of really a pile of S pudding because you're talking about Arnold Palmer's dick and you say, I gotta say it.
I love women.
Do you love Latrobe?
Latrobe's women. I love women in Latrobe.
So weird. It's a weird world. God, what a weird world we live in.
But what
right
we're
now.
Saying is come out and see us on November 9th.
Yeah, we're excited. I'm getting I just got back from one place and I'm getting ramped up to go out to another. I called I dealt with text for to see if I could switch around my arrangements because I have come to the conclusion that I would rather connect on a flight than drive to Miami.
Okay.
And I've only recently and I never purchased the change insurance where you can change. So yes. It ain't happening. Ain't going to happen. I'll be
driving
to Miami.
How effective did you feel it was to communicate with an airline via text?
The coldness, and it wasn't an airline. It was a travel service.
Oh,
it was one of those travel
services. It wasn't Peggy Luggage, was it?
It was not Peggy Luggage, but at the end, extremely cold. Extremely yeah. cold at the end. You know, like, we cannot help you. And then just goodbye. And I.
What
and
would
my
have been better if you had said, Mike? If you had said, "I'd like to change my flight arrangements," and if they replied, "LOL."
No, my last seriously, and this after a very long exchange that took probably upwards of 25 minutes.
Yeah,
and my last words were, "Thanks for nothing."
There you go. But you see, that also that's an advantage of text because you wouldn't say that on the phone.
Well, I'd probably be worse on the phone. You know,
I would probably.
Speaking of that, a little later on the show today, we're going to try something called, what did I write down here? Let's call the wrong call center. That's just a little game we're going to play a little bit later on the show today because you've asked for it. We'll deliver. That's what we do. That's the way we roll on
Mike,
the Mike O'Mara Show.
We asked what you wanted to hear, and we
listened. It's the station everyone can agree on, even the boss. I mentioned yesterday how frustrating it is to be a New York Giants fan, and I also mentioned that now watching all the different bloggers about the Giants, there are podcasts and vlogs,
yes,
and they are multifold. Some of them at the highest possible level associated with television, some of them associated with radio stations, some of them a guy in his mother's basement that's just going. But by watching these dudes bitch and complain about my beloved New York Giants, I get total satisfaction. And I get my fix of this. And you're not going to – here's what you're not going to get. You're not going to get any solutions. You're not going to get any real solutions. What you're going to get is simple whining and bitching with words like bench him, unacceptable, we have the death of the franchise, free fall. That's involved in that. Free fall is a big one when you see that.
And that's also easily copied.
Josh, you do one of these podcasts. And how angry do you get on your podcast? Because I have to say, the type of podcast Josh does,
with the Orioles is what I gravitate to with the Giants. I like the content. So yeah. What do you do when you're on yours?
You know, this year, the Orioles were a lot better the past couple of years, but I went through doing this podcast with a lot of really bad years. Mm-hmm. And we went to the point where it got to the point of, as a fan base, pushing for new ownership. Are you there yet?
Yes.
As Jets fans?
100%.
You just want the team
Giants
sold.
Fans.
So ours got sold this past year. Mm-hmm. Huge relief.
Yeah.
And it makes everything
Is it more
new.
Fun when you do your podcast for a team that's losing? Because it seems like it's going to get to the core of the fanship if you can do that.
No, because he's at heart.
It doesn't matter.
This was born out of being a pure fan.
And,
that's what it was born out of.
And remember, no matter how good the Orioles were this year, we complain.
Yeah.
We complain
because
they don't win every game. But you're right. I went on a rant complaining about how our catcher is fat. And he sucks this year because he was fat. And he's clearly gained 30 to 40 pounds in the offseason.
Right.
And when I found another vlogger on TikTok that threw the same complaining about the same thing, it took all my worries away that I wasn't crazy. So
good.
I know how
you
feel about when you watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a guy a plug here, Josh, and write the name down so maybe we can book him on the show just to get it out of my system. The guy's name is Marshall Green. He is a video guy that has a Giants podcast, and he does it live, I think, on game day where he just comments on the game that's going on. And he gets so distraught and so salty about the Giants that it gets it just releases all of my frustrations. I'll yell at the tube when I'm watching, but then after the fact, I come down so much quicker by watching him because he does it all for me, and I can relax a little bit.
It's
because
like
you
seeing
need
a therapist,
to. When
Mike.
Yeah, it is seeing a therapist when you're so frustrated with your losing team that you just want to vent, and somebody does it for you. I think he's providing a vital public service, including when a guy didn't make on the defense, Deonte Banks, defensive back for the New York Giants, didn't, minimal effort at the end, didn't finish plays, kind of quit. And he is just all over him like flies on poo. And I found it absolutely gratifying because that hatred, even though it's short lived. And by the way, yes, go ahead.
Well, I've got a sample of this guy.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. This is great.
Today set the NFL record for the most consecutive home games without a TD pass since 1970. Giants averaged 1.5 offensive touchdowns per game last season. The Giants are averaging 1.3 offensive TDs per game this season.
This
Giants gained 119 net yards and averaged 2.2 yards per play against
great.
The Eagles. The 119 yards and 2.2 yards per play are both the fewest in a home game for the Giants in franchise history.
There it is.
Giants
Great
have scored
clip.
31 total points in 4 home games this season. All teams who played 4 games at home through the first 7 games of the season, that's the fewest since the 1997 Colts. You're not just bad. You're not just all-time Giants bad, or all-time NFL bad with Daniel Jones under center.
There it is, baby. Oh, beautiful clip, Josh.
He
beautiful
is beautifully
clip.
Well-spoken, but Mike, I must say, please, let us not have him on our show.
Why?
Because I think he's going to yell and be just that.
No, I want to compliment the young man. I don't know what kind of following he has, but it's nice to get a guy on that he puts his heart on his sleeve. He's a fan. I love that. As opposed to the controlled over-analysis that we get with those guys.
That's
what
you want.
Is that kind of what you do, Josh? Is that your thing that you do? It's great.
I don't do the shorts. I keep talking about how I need to do shorts like that guy.
Oh, but that short got it all.
Complain.
That's fantastic. So it's very satisfying, and I enjoy every single bit.
I like the fact that it does bring you inner peace.
Look at how happy it just made me then. I love those statistics.
Yeah,
in not just Giants bad, all-time NFL bad.
That's pretty bad.
What we have. Oh, it's fantastic. Real quick before we go to break here, back to the managerial spot tonight. I will be taking the Navy team and seeing if we can go to 3-0 because we are not all-time bad. We are all-time good.
All right.
We are very, very successful. And now it's back to the end. God knows what can happen tonight. It's always an adventure. But my guys are
hoping.
Good.
Were you kind of hoping they'd lose while you were out of town?
No, because I haven't been at it long enough. And I because my kid was at the game, so it didn't matter. Right. Was not playing into it. If he hadn't been at the game, you know, perhaps I would have been.
But how many questions did you send to Michael about what the guy do?
I asked him yesterday. I asked him yesterday, Josh, in the car, if so and so or so and so, and he said it was kind of a manager by committee, which works for me. The hardest thing I have with managing these little creatures is substituting and getting people back in. But I think the casual nature of the fall league allows me. So the only real rule is if a kid comes in and pitches, he can't go back in and pitch again. Right. But you can put him back in another position and he can mix and match. And
what if you put a fake
mustache on? Hold on, let me just finish this.
All right.
The lineup I have, Josh, I don't know if you do it with your league. The lineup is every kid that's at the game bats. So the lineup is not 1 through 9. It's 1 through 12 or whatever, and they all bat every inning. That's how that works. Do you do the same thing?
Correct, yep.
That takes a lot of the heat off, that they all get a chance to bat. Yeah, Rob, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what in that case, do you still have like a key hitter at number 4 for cleanup? Or
yes. Yep. Okay. Yep, absolutely.
But then do you also have a key hitter at number 8 and number 12?
No, we do not. We don't do it that way.
I don't make sense.
Perhaps normally, Josh, who's managed longer than I have, has a strategy. I don't really.
No, I have a key hitter at 1, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Those are my better hitters.
1, 3, and 4. That's how I do it.
Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4. And then everything is fine.
Josh, you'll be happy to know that I did not take your advice about the bat yesterday. And yes, I did pop for the expensive bat that was at D-Bat was on sale. Uh-huh. And still
fire
expensive.
Or Hype Arctic?
Hype Fire. Yeah. The orange one.
I'm curious.
Every 10, 11-year-old wants. I knew it was one of those bats.
Yeah.
As a child who is out of sports, Mike.
Good news is it's a new version that's legal.
Yeah, it is for USA and not USAA. That's it. Yeah.
You know, I had to buy – Robert didn't play baseball, but I had to buy volleyballs. I had to buy, you know, an occasional basketball and shoes. How much does a bat cost, like a Highline bat?
$1 million.
That seems high.
$1 million.
I think you got ripped off.
Yeah. But I paid a little more than I wanted to. We're going to take a break when we come back. Got a very interesting roundtable today. A great final story that I think you're going to want to hang in there for.
A hard
later on, we're going to prank call. And see how that goes.
And we have a promo here, Mike.
Oh, we have a promo. Thank you for reminding me. Otherwise, I keep talking and go right into the spot. Here it is, everybody.
Here it is.
Language is how we make our living, and nothing comes in handier than knowing a second language. So, if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the language of Rob's people. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Plus, an intuitive process. Pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's almost time. Are you ready?
TMOS Nation is taking over the Downtown Grand in Las Vegas the weekend of November 8th and 9th and we want you to be there.
If you haven't purchased your tickets for the Grand Reunion weekend, what are you waiting for? There's plenty to do.
And that doesn't count the blackjack tournament on Friday night and the live show from the Citrus Pool Deck on Saturday night.
You'll be able to take part in all that Sin City has to offer, like gambling,
hanging out with your friends at the Freedom Beat Bar,
what? Karaoke,
nude ziplining down Fremont Street.
Woohoo!
Debauchery.
Yes.
Grabassery.
So good.
And most importantly, being with all of your friends who love and support the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yay.
Don't wait. Get your tickets today at MikeO'MaraShow.com/store.
It'll be a weekend you'll never forget.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mike Grabassery.
We are not going to know the configuration for that show until we get to the pool deck. I love the concept of doing it, if possible, in the round. Probably not fun. Possible, you've worked on logistics.
It's probably not in the round because we have a video screen, and that would be hard.
Okay, I get it. All right, I'm fine. I'll shut up. I'll leave it to... Yeah.
Real quick, can I thank the Mighty Carson Art players who appeared on that promo for us?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I want to thank Linda Hurd.
Oh, no, you're not going to mention them all by name. In a perfect world, we would all get enough of the nutrients we need for high-level performance from our diets alone. But in the real world, everyone could use some help in continuing to find a new personal best day after day. I started with the Momentous 3, protein, creatine, and omega-3. These are the three nutrients expert research shows as the foundation.
There it is. Right there. And there it is right there.
Whey protein.
Yes. All the whey protein.
There's the creatine.
Yes. Hey, Josh,
three nutrients.
So
the foundation of long-term health. The Momentous 3 is the easiest way to drive the biggest impact on health span. Even better, that's longevity, same thing, right?
Yes.
Even better, all of the ingredients are sourced for quality, not for cheapness. They're driven by what they call the Momentous Standard, and it's become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. Let me see if I can find, oh, here it is. This is what I took when I arrived after the jet lag trip, about 13 hours of travel total from the time we left the hotel until we got home, and this is a little sleep pouch that they have here. And let me zoom in on that so you can take a close
magnificent,
look at that.
Magnificent. What?
What's that, Rob?
Magnificently.
Sleepy Rob, what?
Mike, I'm not sleepy. I just had a misstep there.
Sleep pouch. That's the sleep pouch that I took. And on this it says sleep and cognitive support, which is really, really special. And I'll tell you something. It made me feel fantastic.
So
I
effective.
Love this stuff. Standard. Look, the Momentous Standard has become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. So if you're interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with code TMOS. And before we get to the news here, Rob, go ahead. Give me the art players that you wanted to mention before.
I just want to say thank you. It's always nice when they get involved. Linda Hurd, Dan Ware, Shelley Whaley, Scott Spindler, Kevin Scott, the Sternbergs, Adam and Rebecca, and Joyce Woodard, and of course, produced by Jim Amato. Thank you, folks. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
We truly appreciate
list
it.
List of everyone you can come see in Vegas.
Yes, absolutely. Fantastic.
That's right. They're all going to be there. They're playing at the Bally's, I think.
All right, now I'm ready for the thing. Go ahead,
lay it on me. Let's do the thing.
Time for the round table, ladies and gentlemen. We start today in the news almost every other day now, it seems. We start with Diddy. Even more people have come forward to sue Diddy for sexual assault, both male and female. One of his new accusers says she was 13 years old when she was assaulted at an after party following the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. You know, we had this, celebrities have been involved in this kind of stuff for many, many moons.
Sure.
And you just say, yeah, the guy himself and the after parties and the debauchery and the nastiness and all that. But at the same time, where are the parents? Where a 13-year-old would somehow be involved
with a party like this? How does that even happen?
I don't even blame the parents, Mike, as much as I blame the society. That was in the year 2000.
That's
24 years that it's been covered up. And you know there were a lot of people there. Yeah. And you know it's just that culture. It's no different than the celebrity culture of the 70s that let people drug themselves to death.
Yeah, but Rob, how does a 13-year-old go to an after party at the MTV Video Music Awards? I mean,
I can't comment to that, but why are you having sexual assault against a 13-year-old and no one hearing about it?
She says she drank something that made her woozy, so she went into a bedroom to lie down.
Okay, that's not good.
Parents.
Yeah,
13.
You're right.
Soon, Diddy came in with two celebrities. See, this is where they're talking about the other shoe dropping on this when some of these names get released. A man.
But they're really dragging it out with the other celebrities.
They are incredibly
which
dragging it out.
Which tells me it's not a big name.
Well, they've not been publicly identified. She claims she was raped by the male celebrity while the female watched, then by Diddy while the other two watched. Jesus Christ. She was eventually able to escape the house and flee to a gas station where they received help. There are also three accusers who say they were assaulted as recently as 2022, and another who claims it happened on Memorial Day weekend of 2014.
Are they indicating at all that the celebrities were a couple, or are they just random celebrities?
Sounds like maybe a couple. Maybe a couple. But when you see this, you do say to yourself, with the way this happens and the amount of people coming forward, yeah, there's always a pile-on effect, but it's also, to me, lends the credibility to the thing in general. It's why the guy's in jail, because there's just so many people coming forward. It really, it's really nastiness, pure nastiness.
Mike, on a brighter note, if you guys want to go to the Saturday Night Live YouTube page, they did a cartoon about 20 years ago called Diddy's Kitties.
Yeah.
And it's a fake detective show, kind of like a Scooby-Doo, where they go around trying to figure out what exactly it is that Diddy does for a living. That's the mystery they're solving. It's worth looking at, and also a little prescient, because it paints him kind of creepy 20 years ago as he is now. So
it's it's the land of weird, everyone.
It is.
Elvira recently told a story. We had it on this show about how Ariana Grande was snotty to her. Well, to her credit, and I give celebrities credit for this, Ariana is not denying it.
Okay.
I dig this. In fact, she apologized. She said, quote, "I'm so disheartened to see this. I actually don't even remember getting the chance to meet you because I had an anxiety attack and, to my memory, left before the rest of my family. This was around 7 years ago, and at the time, I was really not great with being in public crowds or loud places. But if I'm misremembering this moment, I sincerely apologize for offending you so." She added, quote, "Thank you for being so nice to my mom. She told me how lovely you were. She might have different feelings about that now, but I'll talk to her. Clearly, we all have our days." Is that a backhanded kind of cover your ass comment?
It is. Of course it is.
She might hate you now because you said something
my
bad about her daughter.
My mom used to think you were great, but you know, maybe it's not Ariana Grande. Maybe it's her big sister.
I don't know.
Ariana Vente.
Yeah, I'll have the latte venti. Sending love always. You'll always be our queen of Halloween.
You see, that is not an apology.
There. Not quite. It's
and
just
also,
not quite thick enough.
Isn't Ariana Grande a singer? She should do better in crowds if she's a singer. You know,
well, this
I know
was 7 years ago when she was having anxiety attacks.
Well, I was having anxiety 7 years ago, and I didn't refuse any pictures.
No. Or any drink offers either when you got those. By the way, you had an anniversary, did you not? When I was on break, I saw you posted. I gave it a like. What was it?
31 months, I think.
30. Yeah, you don't know? Okay.
No,
all right,
I don't. I mean, it's
how many days? 31 months. How many days?
It would be 31 months and 6 days. Because
are you somebody that counts that? Like you obviously know it off the top of your head, right?
No, I just know that the 16th is my anniversary.
That's and awesome. So good enough for me.
And I put it up, and I, you know, people are really kind on Facebook to like and stuff. But know that I put that up for me as a reminder. That's it.
Okay.
I want in a year from now, I want to see that I was doing it back then.
Okay.
But after all your talk about the resort, I'm thinking of starting to drink again.
Hop in the pool. Do you know what, either one of you guys know what pink cocaine is?
She's still singing, isn't she?
It's very energetic.
Yeah, she does the thing with the scarves up in the air. Yeah.
Well, pink cocaine is a mixture of drugs that generally include meth, ketamine, and molly. God almighty.
Everyone can agree on that mix, Mike.
Oh, so it's not... Oh, so it doesn't have cocaine at all, but not necessarily cocaine at all.
That is fake news then. False advertising.
It was one of several drugs found in Liam Payne's system when he died. Police also found an improvised aluminum pipe in his hotel room. Local cops are reportedly investigating a hotel employee for possibly giving Liam drugs. Liam's autopsy isn't complete yet, and his body is still in Argentina. On a related and just as morbid a note, Liam's death has been good for business. Wow. Both solo and with One Direction. Before his death, Liam had 4.7 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Now it's doubled, nearly 8 million. One Direction used to have 42.4 million monthly listeners. Now they're up to 50 million. Like I've always said, I just need to overdose.
Yeah, pink cocaine is a mixture of ketamine, caffeine, MDMA, strawberry flavoring, and pink food coloring.
Oh, that's nice. Coloring. Were you, Mike, was that offered to you by Pablo at the resort after
yes,
he got off
was.
His golf cart?
Absolutely,
because apparently that's where you go, and
the capital. That's right. You want to get the capital of pink cocaine is Cabo San Lucas. If you want to feel old,
yes,
talk to my son or another 11-year-old or a 10-year-old. Talk to these 10 and 11-year-olds for 5 minutes. Your self-esteem will plummet. Has a kid ever called you old for something you didn't know was an old person thing? Well, for me, it could be a regular daily occurrence.
Sure.
Here are some examples from social media. Number one, a kid told someone they were old because they were born in the 1900s. So that's anyone over 24.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Yep. You were born in the 1900s. What was it like back then? Everything was made
nice.
Of wood.
I liked it.
A teacher got called old because she told her students she saw the original Shrek in a movie theater. Jesus. Someone got called old by a kid because they used to have VHS tapes. And someone else got called old because they knew what a DVD was.
Wow.
These all make sense. You know, they
there's, there's some videos some of the football teams were doing.
Yeah, we showed one of them.
We show one where they give the NFL players a VHS tape and they don't know what it is?
They didn't
floppy
know what it was.
Floppy disk as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A kid called someone old because they still use CDs in their car. Hold on. I'm 65. I think you're old if you use CDs in your car.
Yeah, I don't
I
think
did
my car
until
has
I flipped
CD
my
player.
Car.
That's right. A woman got called old because she had stamps in her purse. Well, you still have to use stamps for snail
yes,
mail if
forever
you want to ship something or send something out.
I keep them at my desk right here, of course.
Well, you're old.
I am old.
A kid called a guy old because he said he used to play outside when he was young.
Oh, my God.
I reference that regularly.
I've heard that. I've definitely heard that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
you go out.
Try to get the kids outside, they don't play outside.
Summertime, I would leave the house early in the morning and play outside all day. I would be called in my neighborhood for supper. She would literally go outside and say, Michael, dinner. And I'm in the neighborhood. What a nice time for parents, though, right? I mean, really.
Were you required to be back home by the time streetlights came on? That was a rule for us.
Yeah. Not necessarily. In fact, I was kind of in a suburban area where it was not really
that I was
urban.
Out,
so,
yeah, I was out running behind the mosquito truck.
And ingesting those fumes.
God, it was fun. And then the lights would come on. I'd go home, and I was so sleepy.
A parent left someone a voicemail, and their kid said, only old people do voicemail. I can't remember the last time I did a voicemail.
I will occasionally shock someone if they text or email me. I'll phone them, and they pick up like something is really wrong.
Oh,
but
yes?
Sometimes, yes? What?
What is it?
Mike, the oldest I've felt recently was I was doing a session with Wiz Khalifa for a rap-themed show. And it was being produced by a younger crowd. And they said, now, Rob, do you know what a mashup is? And I said, yes. That's when you combine two songs to make one song. Right. And they said, yes, because, you know, we have Wiz Khalifa on today. I said, I've seen Wiz Khalifa in concert. And they wouldn't believe me. They wouldn't believe me that I'd seen him. Of course, he was, you know, opening for Fall Out Boy. But the very fact that they, A, didn't believe me, I knew who he was.
I don't think that's about being old.
What's that?
I don't think it's because of your age they didn't believe you.
Well, I think my age helps when they asked about what a mashup
was. I think it's the fact that you look like powder.
Yeah. I think it's the idea of you in a Wiz Khalifa concert crowd.
You know what I remember about the Wiz Khalifa concert? It was loud.
It was loud. Thank you.
It was very loud.
Another parent said they found out they were old when their daughter called them out for still owning an iPod. Haven't we gone past those?
Well, I would my think. Mom
Do you still have one?
I use my phone now, but my mom has an iPod she uses at work that I fill with music for probably quarterly.
All right.
And so I had to, but it's like four connectors ago. I had to custom order a wire for it.
Here's a fair one. A woman got called out because she still has a Hotmail address.
Okay.
That's funny. A kid called someone old when they said YouTube didn't used to have ads. So if you remember that magical time, you're ancient. A guy's coworker told him he was old after he tossed something in a trash can from a few feet away and yelled, "Kobe!" when it went in. And a guy's much younger cousin called him old for using the laughing, crying emoji. That one stung because he thought emojis made him seem cool and young.
That got to hurt. That does have to hurt.
It didn't sell everything. Look, we're all going to die. There you go. That's my little indoctrination for that concept, old, young. There is a new report out that says the average person starts dreading changing the clocks 11 days before it takes effect. This year, daylight saving time ends on November 3rd, which means the misery starts tomorrow. Overall, 40% of people admit they feel a sense of dread, and also that dread can linger until about 13 days after the change, which will be November 16th. I think I'll probably be finally over my jet lag in time to fall back. The main issue is that it can bring sunlight blues into the equation because it starts becoming dark by the time many people get off of work. Mm-hmm. But changing the clocks also throws people's systems out of whack, and that's mostly sleep-related. 37% of people say they need more sleep in the days and weeks after daylight saving time ends. Those people who say they need an extra hour and 24 minutes in order to feel well rested after the change.
So first of all, it's all screwed up. Nobody really is affected by it. Grow up. And also, if they took my advice years ago, Mike, it was fall back and spring back. And that way, every 12 years, you gain a day.
An entire day.
An entire day. Wouldn't you love to have that?
I'd love to have that, and they never implemented that, and I think it is a crime
that
they didn't
rule.
Do that for you. Finally, today, a judge in northern Greece on Thursday imposed a suspended one-month prison sentence on a man convicted of disturbing his neighbors. You got me with that. I totally lost my train of thought on the kicker.
Greece.
Grease man just enters my cerebral cortex, and I can't get it out. By repeatedly sneaking into their properties in Greece to smell their shoes. The 28-year-old Greek man told the Thessaloniki court that he was unable to explain his behavior, which he said had caused him great embarrassment.
Yes.
Whoopa! The man was arrested before dawn on October 8th in the small town of Sindos. That's about 15 kilometers, 9 miles for those of you that don't go metric, west
Thank
of
you.
Thessaloniki. Oh, Thessaloniki. Police had been called after a neighbor found the defendant in his front yard sniffing his family's shoes, which had been left outside to air out.
Okay, really bad.
The court heard that there had been at least three similar incidents in the past 6 months, despite neighbors having asked the defendant's family to get him to stop.
Hey, you better quit it.
Right. Let's say the man was ordered to attend therapy sessions.
Yes.
And if you were not aware of the Greek language, Thessaloniki translated means odor boner. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he was getting his odor boner. Doesn't that sound lovely? We have to take a break. All right, we're going to try to call somebody. I have no idea how this is going to go, but we're throwing something out there just to see if it sticks to the wall. And let's see what happens on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, do you like protein? Do you like it? Do you
love
like
it.
The protein? The protein's good for you. I love Orgain. Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. And its chocolate taste is the best.
So
it
good.
Gives me energy. It provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. It's really an asset. Protein's the name of the game. Orgain is convenient. It's real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving. No soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein, and it tastes amazing. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco or Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition, there go the fireworks.
Love them.
Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you are prompted to, use our code TMOS. 20% off your order. Remember, for 20% off, head to orgain.com/TMOS and make sure you use the promo code TMOS during checkout so they know that we sent you. All right, let's just call the number, Josh. And
yeah.
Josh has got a couple of numbers standing by, and we're going to see how this goes. And
Thank you for calling DirecTV.
Hey, we picked a random company.
Para Español, Primero Ocho.
Hi. Don't worry, Primo Ocho.
Yeah.
This call is being recorded for quality assurance.
And so am I.
Yes.
I'm recording it for quality assurance, too. Here we go.
You want to make sure there's quality, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
In a few
What?
I need some more details.
Okay.
Do you want to try again?
Billing.
I seem to be having trouble.
Hello?
Let's try this another way.
Agent.
Which of the following best matches with...
Oh, this will be good.
Sorry, you can say billing, technical support, cancel a service,
billing,
start a new service, or you can.
I would have gone tech support.
Billing.
Oh, got it.
Shh, mouth.
Please say or enter the phone number.
555.
I didn't understand that.
555.
Let's try one.
555.
Are you calling about your TV?
Internet.
I didn't understand that. Are you
Internet.
Let's try once more. Are
Internet.
You calling about your TV service?
No.
The urgency.
Internet.
Please hold while we connect you to an agent.
There we go.
Ah, there we go.
Turn it up for me, Josh, please.
Dick Robinson.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling DirecTV. My name is Ren. Can I hear your first and last name?
My name is Ron Johnson.
Hi, Ron. Good morning. I hope you're doing well today. What can I do for you?
I'm calling about your offer. I saw your offer. I'm calling about the offer that you're offering.
Okay. Could you tell me more about the offer that you got?
I don't remember whether, I think it was a month, maybe 2 months, free. The free offer. Yeah, that's what month free. That's what it says here on the paper I've got here. I got a flyer.
Oh, a free offer.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a promotion for a movie channels?
No, it just said free offer, and I get a coupon for chicken.
Oh, okay. Are you calling for the DirecTV satellite service, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So let me pull up your account here, Ron.
Thank you.
So I could check what would be the offer. Can I
you
get
very
your
much.
Account number or phone number?
Is this the offer that has the chicken?
I need to actually get to know more about the offer that you are pertaining to.
Okay. All right.
So... Can you tell me more about the offer? Can you read it to me? What does the offer say?
It says, buy a year and get 1 month free.
I'm sorry, buy?
Buy for a year and get 1 month free and chicken.
and get one on free.
Yes.
Okay.
By 1 year. Number? Wait. Hold on. I read it wrong. Hold on. Just a second. I'm going to. Is this Boston Chicken?
This is DirecTV Billing Department, Ron.
Yes. That's exactly. That's who I tried to call. And 1 month free.
Okay.
Oh, I can't read the goddamn. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, you got it. Billing DirecTV. Yep, that's it. Hello?
Okay, what's the... Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Are you getting a new...
What's your name?
Or do you have a service?
What's your name?
My name is Ren Ron.
Renron. Renron. Red Rob.
Red. No.
Renron.
No, my name is Ren.
Your name is Red Rum? Ren.
No.
Ron?
Ren.
My name's Ron.
Okay. Do you already have DirecTV service, or you don't?
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't have any service. Okay,
that's why. Hold on, Ren. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
That's why I was calling about the offer, Ren.
Yes. So the reason why I am going to connect you over to our
I recently had a heart attack. Can you hold on a minute, please? So I just want to get. I found the offer.
Yeah. So to get your offer, Ron, I will be connecting you over to our sales department.
All righty.
You don't have any direct service.
Sounds good to me, Ren. Sounds good to me. Looking forward to it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
what? Hello? My heart attacks me. Calling about the offer. What a beautiful, peaceful music. I picture myself walking through a field of daisies. Yes. Seems to have parked me on hold. I'm not happy with that.
I had to mute Rob during that.
Yes.
So, Rob, you're muted in StreamYard.
Oh, very good. All right, so that means the call center won't hear Rob's giggling. Correct?
Yes.
Oh, very good. All right. Now I can't hear Rob either. All right. I'm just trying. Rob's sending me these things, says I am down to 7 toes. I've violated the first rule of prank calling these things. You don't let them do this to you, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, let's turn Rob back on.
You're
back on, Rob.
You know, Ren is really doing his best.
Your estimated wait time is about 30.
Thanks for calling DirecTV. This is Angel. Can you have your first and last name, please?
Peter Piper.
Good day, Mr. Peter. Welcome to DirecTV.
Thank you.
How may I assist you today?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How may I assist you today?
Yes. I'm calling about the offer.
Uh-huh. So, check here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. Peter?
It's Pierre.
Yeah.
Not Peter, Pierre.
Okay, Pierre.
Pierre Piper.
Okay, Mr. Pierre, welcome to DirecTV. So how may I assist you today?
Pleasure to be with you. I received an offer through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
The offer through the mail was for a free grocery store shopping spree.
Mm-hmm. Is that from DirecTV?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a DirecTV service, is that correct?
I have a service station probably three three clicks from my home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So do you want to set up a service here at DirecTV right now?
Yes.
Is that correct?
With the offer, with the groceries. Do you still offer the you still offer the groceries?
Hello? After that one, I will just transfer your call to Robert.
No, yeah. No. Before you transfer, before you transfer me, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
How many Pierre Pipers did Pierre Piper pick?
I'm sorry?
I think I'm going to have another heart attack. I have seven toes. Mm-hmm. How many? Do you have all your toes?
Yeah.
What's your favorite meal? What do you enjoy eating?
Breakfast.
And what do you enjoy for breakfast before I get off the line?
I love pancakes.
Oh, I do too. Oh.
I love cereals as well.
Do you like waffles?
Kinda, but sometimes I really love crunchy bacon.
My goddamn cardiologist said that I don't get to have waffles anymore because my blood sugar is just astronomical. You see, 48 is my blood sugar. 48. Mm. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's quite high.
Quite high, yeah. I'm having a problem. But I now find myself every morning, I slice a Macintosh apple in eight pieces, and I have just a dollop of all-natural organic Costco peanut butter, a tablespoon, and I eat the apples and the peanut butter, and that seems to do it. But it's not going to grow. It's not going to grow back any of my toes. They're gone. They're gone for good.
Mm.
They're not coming back. It's really thrown my balance off. I fell down the stairs last week. The last three coming down from my duplex. It was I was damn close to breaking my femur.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, I was going to breakfast. Yeah, I was going to breakfast. My favorite used to be my favorite meal. Big plate of steaming waffles.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name's Angel.
Angel. Oh, just call me. Do you know Juice Newton, the singer?
Yeah.
You like breakfast. And she sang a song called Angel, Angel of the Morning. How about that? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Just call me Angel of the Morning. Yeah.
You're quite a good singer.
Oh,
right?
Dear God. Oh, dear God. I've had an accident. I'm going to have to get off the line. I think I've soiled myself again. Age is a terrible thing. The whole says no, but the mind says yes. That's how that works. Angel, I've got to run now. I'm gonna get my groceries. I'm going to pay for my groceries today. No freebies for me. Mm-hmm. All right. Just hope I don't fall because of my toe. I have 11 messages. All right, Angel.
Thank you so much, Mr. Pierre.
You want to have a? Do you want to say goodbye now?
Yeah. If you want, you can drop the call.
I wish you a blessed day. God bless you, Angel. It's been so much fun talking to you. I don't get a chance to chat with people very often, and it was you're a very nice young man. You are a young man, are you? All this pronoun crap nowadays. You know, I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too, Mr. Pierre. Have a good day,
Stacey. Pierre Piper.
Bye, friend.
Pick the goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. And
scene.
Bye. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
That was wonderful.
That's it. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we've got some beautiful video with Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy that. That was Angel. best
angel of the morning, Mike.
The angel caught me by surprise. Wonderful. Sure. We'll hone and refine that. I know that's something we're going to do again.
That was fun.
Yes, we'll be right back, everybody. Hey, how would you like to be the most interesting person at the Halloween party? Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. Fabulous. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of vino. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Buddy, have a drink. I said it was beautiful video. We're a little ahead of the game with that one. I wanted to talk to Mr. Soroka about you were concerned about. I wrote it down. Let me see. Where is it, Josh? I'm trying to see it here.
I was concerned.
No. Rob returns to high school. Are you seriously going back to do that again? Are you going back to Tuscarora?
I did it once because the guy that coordinated it back in the day, I was the high school football announcer when my kids were at Tuscarora, because it was a good way to volunteer at the school that didn't involve like doing a bake sale or anything. It was, though, you know, every parent has to give something back or you're looked down upon. Well, it was homecoming weekend, and Tony Talent, that's the name of the guy that coordinates for the team.
What was his name?
Tony Talent.
T-A-L-O-N, like a bird's claws?
T-A-L-L-E-N-T, like you, Talent.
Tony Talent?
That's his birth name, or that's did his, he make up a stage
no,
name
that's
for himself?
No, that's his birth
name. Boy, I wish you gave me that name before the next prank call, you know? That'll be fun. I'd like to do that, Tony Talent. That'll be a
Tony
lot of fun.
But his guy had a family emergency, and he asked if I could fill in, and I said, yeah. I even still had my soundboard of, you know, things that you play at a football game, so I went out, and I did it, but you know what? The magic is gone. I didn't have my regular spotter. I didn't know anybody in the booth. There was a really talkative ref in the booth that I could have done without. And it was just...
What do you mean a talkative ref?
The guy that is one of the ref's jobs is, there's, you know, several guys in stripes, but this is the guy that was up in the announcer's booth with the control for the scoreboard. So he's the one that has to update, like, you know, second and third, ball on the 35.
And is he chatting while he's doing
this? All the time.
Oh, not cool. You got to focus when you have that gig.
And he was forgetting to put stuff up, which is, I'd have to repeat it and it would be wrong. And then my spotter to my right, at one point he just says, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I was watching the game. And I said, yes, you're supposed to watch the game.
So he's like bored.
Yeah, he is bored. And he started in the fourth quarter saying, it was, oh, by the way, congratulations, Tuscarora, on their homecoming game, 49-0.
Wow. Did they reach out to you to do this again, or did you seek them out?
No, they called me. Tony called me.
You made such an impression like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. When's the last time you did it?
It was pre-pandemic. It might have been 2020.
Wow. Congratulations on your game.
But it was fun a certain amount, but I tended to feel like an outsider because I didn't know anybody there. It was weird because, you know, when my kids were there, I knew some of the kids and everything. But what was fun is always fun, and I did it for 3 years, I guess, to call the homecoming game because you get to announce the homecoming court. And then at the
end...
You
sound like that's your one-off, that you're not going to do the regular games.
I told him if he needs a fill-in, he can call me. But I didn't want to commit to doing
it. So when you started this, did you have designs on doing this perhaps for the entire season?
No. It was simply
so it's a one-off.
It was a one-off, yeah.
Well, who's the regular dude that they usually get to come in there?
Another parent that had a family emergency.
Okay.
But also, you know,
well,
I don't mind...
That's nice of you to do that.
I don't
that's
mind
terrific.
Helping them out, but...
And You mentioned that you take your soundboard with you. What type of sounds do you play when announcing a football game?
Oh, well, let's see. Let me go to the football board here. I think the most popular...
Broadway sounds, like Tuscarora with another touchdown.
No, for the touchdown, people like this.
I like that.
Because it really fills, they've got a great sound system that you can hear almost a mile away, so it's fun. And then, you know, you got your football songs for, you know, get the crowd pumped up. You've got this one. So I have all those, and then a couple jive things. I love this.
That's a baseball sound effect. That's not a football sound effect.
I think it works. People enjoyed it. And then one of my favorites is if there's a long time out, you do this. So
tired of timely. Waiting,
well, I also do this. That's only 30 years old. Well, Mike, you gotta play to the parents. The audience, the kids don't care.
Have you been to a game with the regular guy doing it? Does
I have
he
not.
Play all these sound effects?
No. He doesn't bring the showbiz.
We have a clip. We have a clip of the fantastic. Yeah, we have a clip of the regular guy. Play the clip of the regular guy, please.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over. All you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
That's it. Oh, and perhaps the most popular thing to play is this.
Well, I don't get
that. This brings him to life every time. Ba-ba-ba. They love that. And then, you know, you get
stuff.
To...
you left out a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then
did Reba make it into the game this week?
Hold on, you're working me like a toilet. All right, there you go.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
She was not there, but I got to do my favorite joke, which is, you know, you got a full stand on your side, on the home field side, and then there's like maybe 86 people on the visitor's side, and you get to get on the mic and you say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I have been informed by the stadium authority, if the people on the visitor's side could move a little closer together and make some room for their friend."
Does anybody get that?
Yes, they do. You get a big laugh on that. And also announcing the stadium attendance at 68,000.
This is what Rob plays if the other team scores a touchdown.
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
I use all Rickles cuts for the team.
And I'm complaining about being old and I'm playing that.
But in any case, it was nice to go back, but I'm not sure I will do it again. Certainly.
Don't forget to visit the snack bar.
I don't like spam!
I did that too.
Hi, everybody.
And also, Mike, thanks to all the volunteers and the Booster Club who makes this fun for everybody.
And regarding ticket prices for this year,
the rent stays like a buffalo.
That's exactly right.
I'm suddenly just projecting myself into that booth. That's cool. Well, good
for you. You know what? You would enjoy it once. I think you would.
Well, I've done PA. I normally do PA at professional sporting events.
Mm. That's when they hire you.
Yes, when they hire me. Yes. That's
sometimes you're left aside.
Yes. Is that like throwing me under the bus for not getting the gig here in Fort Myers? God, I didn't get
the Red Sox. Tony Talent never called you.
No. Well, they called me for for a callback. I got two callbacks, and then they told me I wasn't a full time resident. And if I'd had the gig, by the way, last year, same guy. Same horrible
really?
Guy doing PA for the Red Sox. So there's that. If they'd hired me, but I wouldn't have done it. I would have done it for a year, and then I would have gotten burned out because it's not. Yeah. I don't want to be at every.
Would you play
game.
The sound effects?
If they wouldn't let me.
They've got their own guy that just plays sound effects.
You see, that's why I'm great. I'm a one-man band. I bring my own iPad.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over. All you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic.
Tuscarora.
How about that?
All right,
Tuscarora,
we got to take a break.
49 and the Phoenix 0.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and a beautiful video from Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. And you'll get your reward in heaven for what you did, Rob. That was a selfless act.
So doubtful.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Ain't gonna happen.
There's so much to love about October, so make sure you're at your best with Liquid IV's new Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support Mango Passion Fruit. That's the flavor. It's because it says new Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support Mango Passion Fruit. That's the flavor.
That's the name of the whole thing, because this is immune support and the flavor. It's one item.
Five times the daily value of vitamin C and three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. You can give your body the immune support it needs while treating yourself to a taste of the tropics. Aloha. Book 'em, Dano. This Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support is scientifically formulated to support a healthy immune system with five times the daily value of vitamin C in every serving to give your body all-in-one hydration and immune support for everyday wellness, vitality, and rehydration. Plus, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Support everyday wellness with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I know there's a phrase in the NFL, you don't want to throw a pick, Mike. You don't want to throw a pick. Or sometimes even you don't want to throw a, you got the pick sixes that are out there. But the pick of a quarterback is important, especially if all eyes are on you, like Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Let's see this pick.
Play a Thursday night game against Houston on Halloween at MetLife.
Into the mouth.
Oh, he ate it. He did. Oh, no.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers.
Slow motion.
Pick.
Gary goes, he gets it.
He rubs it. He rolls it. Yeah. And in his
mouth. Ah! Slow mo. Super slow. Cameras are always on at the big football game. Yep.
And as far as I know,
the Jets aren't playing badly enough. They thought they'd throw that in there, right?
Mike, he's the only Jeopardy host to ever pick and eat.
That is so nasty.
Except for Art Fleming, of course. Mike, have you seen anything about this movie called Woman of the Hour? It's like it's on Netflix.
I've heard about it. I watched last night, it had Glenn Close in it.
The Natural.
Not The Natural.
Big Chill.
It was a comedy.
101 Dalmatians.
No, it was not that. God, why am I blocking on it? Oh, my God. What is wrong with my brain? This is dementia that I can't remember.
Is
the
it
main
recent or
actors.
Classic?
It was Peter Dinklage, and it was Josh Brolin. They played Brothers. That's what it was.
Oh, it was so unrewarding.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A comedy with Glenn Close, who tends to be unrecognizable in of her most recent roles.
She's had a lot of Dinklage. You know what? He should get Best Supporting Mustache because that was a great mustache.
But it could have been so much better than it was.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
and also who was it? Is it Josh Brolin in that? As he slowly turns.
Josh Brolin plays the twin brother of Peter Dinklage and their con men and criminals.
That's the same joke they used with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. It wasn't that funny then.
It wasn't. And they used the Academy Award. Marissa Tomei is in it as well.
Yeah.
So
but
it's a
also
hell of a cast.
Brendan really Fraser, is. Who also still looks heavy. Not whale heavy, but.
Yeah. He's still carrying a little bit of weight. Yeah, and it really had the potential. But can you imagine taking that cast and having that, and all it required was a script, and it would have been fine. But it didn't. Yeah, terrible.
Well, I'm sorry you spent your time with that.
Yeah, it was kind of a drag last night.
Josh Brolin is turning into Joe Hardinger as I watch him. So,
it's not just a Twins remake?
No, it's not. No, it's different. Julius, I'm your brother.
Yeah, it's unrewarding would be the best description of it. I would waste your time with it.
You know what? 90 minutes and it felt long. That's why it was unrewarding.
But great when you're combating jet lag. So I stayed up a little late last night. Okay. It was fine.
Mike, so the movie Woman of the House is based on some Hollywood TV lore that I knew about, but I don't know all the details.
Woman of the Hour.
Woman of the Hour. What did I say?
House.
Oh, Woman of the Hour. Forgive me. Mike, there was an episode of The Dating Game where someone was set up to date a serial killer. I guess they weren't really vetting all the people that much. Here's a clip from the movie where you can see how they recreated the dating game.
Go on a date.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, we got a genius.
Keep it simple. I like it, bachelor number one. Bachelor number two.
You're the captain of the football team. Go.
Hey there, Peggy Sue.
You okay?
What are you up to? It's shot as a movie and it's dark and everything, but they've done such a great job recreating.
Is she reacting to the guy that's on the set?
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who might have tried to kill her or something like that?
Just for comparison, look at the, and this is what is so funky about this. They have the real episode that she was on.
Is this an, wow.
And doesn't that look exactly like the set we just saw?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Is it a good movie?
I have not seen it tonight. It's on my watch list tonight. I think it just dropped.
I'm ready for
first three eligible bachelors for game number
one. And here they are, Mike.
And here they are.
And then they bring in the actors.
Yep. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to watch it because I love television lore. I love a good story.
Wow. But, scary.
What's weird is the host, they have all the dating game stuff, the set and the questions and everything, but the host is not named Jim Lang. It's named someone else. And it's played by Tony Hale from Veep. So he's got like big sideburns. He looks really creepy. They've been a little dicey in what they've been revealing as far as the plot goes. So I'm looking forward to it.
And what is the platform it's on?
I think it's on Netflix.
Netflix. Yes. Okay. All right.
Woman of the Hour. Mm-hmm. Mike, let us close with this. If we should. I have to ask, does Michael still do Happy Meals?
No.
Okay.
No.
Recently, there was sort of a blip in the Happy Meal radar because they started giving away as the toy mini Crocs, you know, like the horrible shoe.
There's one in my house.
Yeah, okay. So it looks just like the shoe, but it's tiny and little. And this kid figured out he could wear it on his finger. And it's just, you know, kids being kids.
What'd you got?
A Croc ring.
A Croc ring.
Yeah.
A Croc ring.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's sick.
Finger, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Croc ring, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That is, I'm not sure I even want to deal with that anymore. That's for sure. That
well, all I know is that lady was with a serial killer.
I
and that's
love
not
women.
Good.
I love women. That's my callback that I have to get out of that. We'll be back tomorrow for a brand new episode. I'll have the results of the Navy team taking on the gray team. Yes, Ree, thanks for the real.
Now, that's on ESPN3 tonight. Right,
ESPN3 and Fox 5. That'll be there for everybody. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Latrobe.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Peace be with you.
Lekker.
How about that?